You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. You can find us at Red Circle. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are welcome and greatly appreciated to help keep us on the air so we can keep bringing you news each and every week. So today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com, dated Thursday, August 19th, 2021. The headline reads as follows: all the evidence is in and the COVID vaccine is a failure. Okay, folks, in case you guys don't know it and just tuning in, End Time World News is a world news podcast and an independent and alternative news media organization. We're dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. So we're a podcast about everyday life, hope, God, Jesus Christ, news, current and world events, and also the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that should help you get a good handle on it. If you folks are just now tuning in, welcome, and I welcome you very much. If you're just tuning in to the podcast, congratulations on finding us and welcome. And we'll get into today's news. I just want to say as a disclaimer, as I say on all my podcasts, anything doing with this COVID or anything thereabout, I have to say this because, folks, the internet police is really bad here. It's bad all around the world. It's bad here in the United States, and the censorship's really, really bad. So I have to throw a disclaimer out there. So my disclaimer is I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, nor am I a healthcare professional, nor will I prescribe or suggest any healthcare treatment or medicine. However, under the Freedom of Information Act and my First Amendment free speech under the United States Constitution here in America, I can bring you this alternative news and information, and you decide what's best for you and your family and your children and everything else. You decide, folks. I only simply report the news from a Christian perspective. I try very, very hard to do it several times a week, and I just want you folks listening out there, I want you to be able to make up your own mind and decide for yourself and what's best for you and your family. But I want you to know the truth. That's the most important thing. It's all about truth, and it's all about God through Jesus Christ. Okay, let's get into today's news. Okay, here we go. Both vaxxers and anti-vaxxers are endeavoring to make COVID vaccine a vax issue. It is not a vax issue. It is a issue of vaccine. Due to Big Pharma greed and Tony Fauci's hubris, experimental technology was rushed into mass usage prior to many adverse consequences being known. Making it a vax issue is difficult to stop the double dangerous vaccine, as a no-vaxxer wants to concede defeat to the anti-vaxxers. The solution is to remove the censorship of experts and ban on known cures. Ivermectin and other known substances can stop the spread of the virus, and expert debate can lead to treatments for those millions who have been damaged by the vaccine. The current blind and ignorant authoritarianism must cease. All the evidence is in. The COVID vaccine is a failure, and that's by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. And he puts here, Dr. Roberts, Paul Craig Roberts writes, "Dear readers, in my efforts to provide good information in a place Big Pharma serving propaganda about COVID and the vaccine, I have reported to you from the official database the large number of deaths and health issues associated with the vaccine. For some age groups, the vaccine is more dangerous than the virus. It's also been reported to you from the official reports that suggest reports the largest percentage of the new cases are associated with those who are fully vaccinated. Okay, did you catch that, folks? The largest percentage of the new cases are associated with those who are fully vaccinated. The question is, are these actually new cases or are they vaccine-associated illnesses? Following the conclusions of Nobel Prize winner in medicine and other top-level experts, I've attributed what medical establishment calls new cases, breakthroughs, Delta variant, to adverse responses to the vaccine itself, thus questioning the existence of the Delta variant. But after listening to Dr. Robert Malone, it appears that there are variants also, and there will be more variants. Thus, a new outbreak of what are reported as COVID cases consist of both adverse reactions to the vaccine and the illness from the new variants. Dr. Malone is the inventor of the mRNA technology. For folks out there listening, he's the one that started this. He's the inventor of this mRNA technology. He's the father, inventor, and creator. Dr. Malone, the inventor of the mRNA technology that was used to develop the mRNA vaccine. He is the member of the establishment. He's not a kook, conspiracy theorist, or anti-vaxxer. He's a solid member of the establishment that the Department of Defense has relied on him for years. Dr. Malone differs from the establishment in his unwillingness to keep quiet when he sees ruling COVID narrative does not fit the facts. Dr. Malone explains what is in the vaccine, what it's doing, in addition to killing, injuring people's health, which does not emphasize it's evolving the virus in a matter of speaking, training it to escape vaccines. In other words, the vaccine itself amplifies variants that cannot be prevented by vaccines. So in other words, folks, I'll take a break here for 1 second. They put out this bioweapon, okay? That's what this is. This is not a vaccine. COVID-19 is not a vaccine, period, end of story. It is a bioweapon that was created in a Chinese lab over in Wuhan, China, and funded by the United States, of course, and Fauci and company. And it forms and it will reshape and recreate itself. So in other words, there can be different variants. So if you take the vaccine, you're going to get sick and you're going to die eventually. You take the vaccine is going to form variants. In other words, change composition, change cellular and molecular structure inside your body, thus even changing the DNA in your body, that it will change your body, and it could cause blood clots. I've heard that story and read that story many, many, many times. Heart disease, blood clots, Bell's palsy, which is a form of like almost a stroke type of thing, where one side or the other side of the face will freeze, all kinds of things. What you have to understand is that the shot is the kill shot. The shot is something that these evil elite people, the Rothschilds and the Bilderberg family and the Bilderberg group and the Rockefellers as well are tied to that they want to depopulate the world. They want to get rid of 95% of the world. And so this isn't a conspiracy theory. This is fact. There are evil people, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, again, David Rockefeller, Jacob Rockefeller, all that mob. Jacob Rothschilds, the Rockefeller family. These families are not good folks, and most pastors, most people will not tell you that. Sometimes maybe I go too deep, and forgive me, and I ask God to forgive me. But you should know the truth. You should know. Who you're facing, your enemy, what you're facing, and these enemies, the devil possesses these enemies and these people, and these people are demon possessed. And I've said that many times before. These people are demon possessed. And again, you won't find that on any other podcast. I've called them out before in other podcasts, not this one, but I'm doing it right now. I've called these people out because these people are behind this depopulation program by giving everybody this death shot that the body, God so wonderfully created a body that this body can heal itself. This body has an immune system like nothing ever created and nothing ever will be created that can heal itself and get over colds and flus and infections and stuff like that. This is just a guise in order to give everybody the shot, to mark them, to give everybody the shot. And then when they're done with you, you're going to die because you're putting poison in your body. That's what this is. Okay, let me go back to the article. Here we go. First 25 minutes are taken up by Dr. Malone's explanation of the background of who he is. And this, again, Dr. Malone is the inventor of the mRNA. He explains that the mainstream media is interlocked with public health bureaucracies and acts as a censoring agent. He speaks with humor. He describes the fact, describes being fact-checked and deplatformed by high school dropout employed to shut down misinformation, which is everything that divulges from the official narrative of the day till we've reached the point in absurdity where distinguished scientists are now being censored by total dumb people. There you go. I don't want to say the word in the article, but total dumb people. Dr. Malone gets into the heart disease, the dilemma we face. He makes it crystal clear that the authorities went wrong and there is no hope that the vaccines are the answer. Let me repeat. Dr. Malone, the inventor of the mRNA vaccine, the mRNA, says he makes it clear that the Delta variant is going to run through the population and the no amount of vaccines, masks, lockdowns can do anything about it. The focus must be switched to treatment. There are known effective treatments that are more underdeveloped in testing. Malone himself was cured by ivermectin. Fortunately, he reports that the Delta variant is less serious than the COVID-19, but there are future variants that might not be if we continue to use the vaccine that trains new variants to escape immune systems. The number of distinguished scientists have reached the same conclusion. For the first time in history, the world's population has been used for a mass clinical testing of an experimental vaccine. The evidence is piling up. Official reporting databases show extraordinary numbers of deaths and injuries associated with the COVID vaccine. The vast majority of the new cases are associated with the fully vaccinated. The fully vaccinated spread the virus as easy as the unvaccinated COVID patients, according to the CDC and Dr. Fauci himself. Of course, my personal opinion of Dr. Fauci is irrelevant, but I don't have a lot of faith in him anymore, so neither do I, the CDC folks. The vaccine is associated with spontaneous abortions. These are all facts now quietly acknowledged by the bumbling public health bureaucracies, but still mainly kept from the public, from people. Public health bureaucracies do not know how to respond to vaccine failure as they bet their entire ballgame on the mRNA vaccine. All hopes and claims associated with the vaccine were mistaken. It is a long limb to climb back, especially when they have no policy to suggest otherwise. Again, clearly the suppression of experts must stop now. The health dilemma that the ignorance and arrogance of public health officials, politicians, media that trapped us in only can be resolved by openly debate among the world's experts. No more controlled explanations or we may all die, if not from the vaccine, from a variant created from the vaccine. Okay, folks, if you don't know Jesus Christ is your Lord and personal Savior, I want to invite you. I know that was a little probably down and maybe some people a little bit depressing, but there is light at the end of the tunnel, folks. And the light at the end of the tunnel is through Jesus Christ. That's the only way right now. Many countries, I know Australia, New Zealand, part of the UK, are going through major lockdowns. And with the major lockdowns, people are getting locked down. People are getting, in Australia especially, they're extremely aggressive there. They're getting people, they're rounding up people, they're forced vaccinating people. They're taking children away from their parents that are not vaccinated. So just think about that one second. If you're not vaccinated and you're running around there, they're going to control you. They're going to stop you. They're going to force you to be vaccinated, or eventually at some point in time, like it says in the book of Revelation, for the mark of the beast, that you cannot buy, sell, and trade, say he that hath the mark of the beast and the number of his name. So, and you have to understand that this is very serious. A lot of people are taking it as a joke. This is very serious. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you'll either go to heaven, your soul, or you'll go to hell. So I don't want you to go to hell. And I know for some people, they're thinking, well, geez, Eric, you know, I just want to get out of this world. I don't care anymore. Yes, folks, but I love you, and Jesus Christ loves you, and God loves you. And if you want to know Jesus Christ here, folks, I would invite you to say this prayer. Find a quiet space in your home, in your car, in a closet if you have to, in a bathroom, anywhere where you can go and be in private for 2 or 3 minutes. And if you want to invite Jesus Christ into your life, repeat after me and say this simple prayer. It only takes 2 minutes here, folks. Repeat after me. I'll give you a second. Okay. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And folks, congratulations. If you just said that prayer, a salvation prayer, congratulations to you. I commend you. And I welcome you, and I can't say enough good things, and I invite you now. There's just a couple quick steps, real easy. The first thing I would recommend is get into the Word of God. Number one, go find yourself a Bible. Get a holy Bible. I like King James, but it doesn't matter. Just find a good holy Bible and start reading. And it's real simple. Start reading, getting into the Word of God. The second thing you want to do, once you start getting in there, you might have questions. Start inviting people to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Let them know how Jesus is affecting your life, your health, your life, your family, just your will, just your spirit, your will to live, folks. What a fantastic, fantastic life you're going to have. Now that you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now that you have something to grab onto, you have some place when it comes time, and if we have to die for Jesus Christ, because we're not going to take this poison, we're not going to take the mark, we're not going to take the shot, you know that your names will be written in the book of God. You know your names will be written in the book of God, in the book of life. You know that. And so I congratulate you. I welcome you. So the next step is, again, if you want to tell somebody, tell a friend, a family, tell a child, tell a neighbor, tell a coworker, tell anybody that'll listen, folks. Tell them about Jesus and tell them how Jesus is affecting them lives. And then last step, number three, try to find a good church, a church that preaches the salvation. That's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's the Trinity, all three. And try to find some place that preaches good Christianity, followed by the Trinity, which is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that's the best thing for you. And just get into the Word, folks. It's real simple. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a professional all I am is just a person trying to help and trying to lead people to Jesus Christ. And our time is short. Our time is short. The devil has, as you can see right now with the shots going on, the devil only has a certain period of time. He's going to run the earth rampantly and forcing people to take the shot and forcing people to do insane things and commit heinous acts of murder and all kinds of hideous, hideous things. Earthquakes, murder, wars, rumors of wars. This is all in the book of Revelation, folks, if you want to check it out sometime. And in the end, folks, we know in the end, God always wins. Jesus will appear again with his army and wipe out each and every non-believer, each and every person that denied him. Jesus gives you just so long, and his return will be here. Jesus will not tolerate, and there's no place in heaven for sin. So that's why Jesus Christ died on the cross for us, to forgive us of our sins, because he knows we're not perfect. I screw up every day. I sin every day. I try not to, but we're all human, folks. We all sin each and every day. And so you got to understand that. So I congratulate you. I welcome you. I bless you. And get into the Word first and foremost, and then start telling family and friends, anybody out there that'll listen, about how Jesus is accepting and how Jesus loves you, and he does, and how Jesus and God Almighty are there for you and will be there right to the very end and even beyond in heaven. So there's a much greater place. And so that's what you have to realize, because the alternative is by taking the mark, taking the shot, taking the mark, and going straight to hell and burning forever and forever. And people will question me and say, Eric, I don't believe in that. Well, if you don't believe in that, then that's your business. But I do. And there's millions of billions of people on this earth that do. They're just a little misguided right now. Folks, sometimes you get too busy. You got this going on. You got that going on. I totally get it. You got a family, children, whatever. Maybe you're even homeless right now. You know, I pray for the homeless people. You know, maybe you have medical problems in the hospital right now. I pray for you as well. But just get to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. That's the most important thing you can do. You do not want to die without knowing Jesus Christ, folks. You don't. Because if you don't know Jesus Christ, unfortunately, you'll go to hell. You'll burn in hell forever. So please, please, please don't do that. Welcome Jesus Christ into your life. Hopefully you said that prayer. And we will see each other in heaven once again, folks. And I pray for you, and thank you very much for listening. And I ask that you like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast and you got something out of it. And the link will be down below, the link to the article, so you can read in its entirety. So just click the clickable link. You can read the article in the entirety. I kind of summarized a little bit because I want to talk about other things, obviously. I'd rather talk about Jesus all the time than talk about the news, but I do also do the news, so that's why. So you can read that at your leisure. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, folks, your donations are always welcome and appreciated. And congratulations. And again, God bless you and your families, folks. God bless you, and thank you very much for listening and following. I love you all. Thank you. I'm out of here. See ya. Goodbye.